To those of you who are listening to me, then this is your first time of logging to our website. My name is Apostle Uchenyeche. In this audio recording, I want to begin by saying that my goal is to become whom God has called me to be, according to His own holy will. My work and desire as an apostle called by God for His glory and into His kingdom is to communicate the Word of God unadulterated and uncompromised. God's children and in the entire global earth must hear the truth, and that truth is God Himself. In hearing the truth, that truth we hear makes us whole. Hence the scripture is spoken by Jesus in John 8:31. And it was spoken to believers. Therefore, it is through knowing the word and submitting to the leading of the Holy Spirit, we walk and live a victorious life, and therefore grow into Christian maturity. I want to talk about the love. What does it mean to love? Or what is the love of Jesus? The love of Jesus is selfless. The ministry of Jesus on earth was exemplified by two key points: selfless love and sacrifice. This selfless love is an intense feeling of deep affection that is indescribable. Love that is true is love of God, but He giveth to humanity. And we must do all we can in our relationships with our fellow humanity to be selfless in the things we do, to walk in selfless love. Amen. Two, I want to talk about faith. Faith to me is the essence of things hoped for and the confirmation of which is unseen. A place of unknown, a place of discomfort, yet holding on to God's promises. It is for me the ability and the willingness to take risk. That, to me, is faith. You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know when the true manifestation is. But there is a belief, according to the word, prophesied, spoken by God, that the expected end will be greater. Amen. Want to talk about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit simply is the ever-present God I called Him. He is right here on earth with us. The Holy Spirit is the one that Jesus promised. He said, it's a spirit that I go as He was about to depart from the disciples whom He walked the earth with. So until I go, my Father will not send them. But once I go, they will come. He will come. There are three things that the Holy Spirit is charged to do. One is that the Holy Spirit on earth will give you spiritual gifts. So often we think that the gift is coming from the heaven, but right here, the Holy Spirit will give you the gift right here on earth. Two is that the Holy Spirit will convict you of sin. And the third is that the Holy Spirit will comfort you. He will be the one. He is the chief comforter. He is the comforter in chief. He's always there to comfort us. I don't know if any of you has at any time in the midnight hour, when you are dealing with a difficult situation, you've lost your loved ones, you've lost your child. There are pressing things weighing so heavy on you. And folks have spoken, but their word is not taking you to the place you need to go. It is the Holy Spirit that comes in that midnight hour and tells you it is going to be okay. He is the one that comforts you to know that everything is all right. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. Talking about prayers, what is prayer? Why do Christians have to pray always? Prayer is our communication with our God, our Maker. It is a solemn expression of things and requests we make of the Father, who is the Creator, the owner of our lives, the unlimited Father, who has the power to make a way for us and grants us the ability to become all that we can become. That is in His will for our lives. For each and every one of us, before the counting of time, God has spoken. He has written. He has decided who we are going to become. And that is what we'll call the divine will. The two other things that I've come to realize that most Christians don't understand the meaning, but they say it all the time, is mercy and grace. And I want to begin with the word mercy. Apostle, what is mercy? What does mercy mean? Mercy is God not giving us what we deserve. Mercy is God looking beyond our faults and sparing us. So often, I will use a practical example. Those of us with children, you might have it. A baby boy or girl, they've been trying to pick up the cup of milk or juice, and you're warning them, telling them not to pick it up. And every time you turn around, they're trying to pick it up. And within a twinkle of an eye, they pick up the cup, and the cup smashes on the ground. Assuming it's a glass, the glass is broken. The milk or the juice spills on the floor. What are you supposed to do? As often parents, you probably chastise them or spank them or, you know, a swaddle on the butt. But you don't do that. You scoop up, you mop up what has been spilled. You sweep up the broken glasses or the cup if it was not a glass and you remove it. Instead of spanking them or chastising them, you pick them up. You pat them on the shoulder and say, baby, I will give you another one. Or even go as far as blessing them. In spite of what they have done that is contrary to your instruction. That is mercy in itself. That is God not giving us what we deserve. In another way, is that we have fallen and come short of the glory of God. If any man say he has not seen a woman, they're lying. We have all seen at every moment, every day. None of us is without sin. But even as we sin, God looks beyond it and blesses us. That is the mercy of God. The grace of God is the unmerited favor. It's a favor that is given to us that we don't deserve. And God allows us to have it. That, in essence, is grace. We don't deserve it. We have done nothing to earn it. I will give you an example. Most of us think that grace is a new concept, but it's not. Grace has always been. From the time of Abraham, grace has always been in existence. The story we hear is that Abraham took his son to sacrifice. But as he took his son to sacrifice, out of the bush, God provided a ram. Hallelujah. And that in itself is grace. Moses, there was nothing that warranted him to be used. It was the benevolent grace of God. Amen? And so everything we do is the grace of God. And so the prayer that I want any man always to pray is to ask God that his mercy and his grace will speak for us all. And if that is the case, then we are in good place. Amen? Because where the grace of God is, and where the grace of God continues to speak, we will accomplish the purpose for which we've been called. And that is what I want to say. And so I want to thank each and every one of you in this audio recordings that your life will be richly blessed. Thank you and continue to search through the Bible Church official website, for there is a lot to be learned. God bless you all. I come again in this audio recording to advise, particularly to those of them that are called men of God and women of God. I believe that a whole lot calls themselves, or allow folks to call them, and they know that in actuality, they are not men of God, they are men of men and women of women. Why? Because they are living in sin. God says, I am holy. And if we want to serve him, we will do all we can to allow the Holy Spirit to enable us to walk in holiness. For without holiness, no one, no man at all can accomplish the things of God. As I've said in one of my writing, without holiness, it's impossible to please God Almighty. And unholy living does not produce holiness. Our honest confession should always precede our worship, because we cannot have a right relationship if we hold on to secret sins in our lives. Now I'm amazed to see a great many men and women that are living a life that is fraught with lies and deceit and claim to be serving God. My dear brothers and sisters, you ain't serving the living God. You are serving an unknown God. And so this is, for me, what I want to speak on in this audio recording. Here is the advice, here is the counsel to future leaders, those of them that call themselves leaders in this moment. Be blessed, y'all. Bye now.